attention, please. The next Metro train approaching your station will be a Metro Express train and will not stop.
Welcome to Voices Carry Live. This is Randy Scott. A nice rainy day, and I left the speed of this moving camera that I have here on 100%. Every time I start the show, I have to set the start point and end point of that camera, and I think you're going to be dizzy if I leave it on this. It's on 100% right now. I usually bump it down to like 75 just to add some sort of it looks like a moving carnival game right now in front of me. Welcome to Voices Carry Live. Like I said, we have some rain. I just pulled in a photo of the radar. That's a live look. That's moving northwest right now. So we have some moderate inclement weather moving in. But that's okay. Rain is a good thing, as the song says. And then I didn't put my blueies up either. Here, we'll just put... this Voices Carry Live is a live filmed every weekday without a net. We don't pre-record anything. And we do this. It's an independent venture to elevate the conversation from social media. So we are bringing together the community, making it incredibly strong by knowing our neighbor, having something to talk about, making fun of me, just something to talk about around the water cooler. And we go through current events. These are hot off the press. This just printed off. We have fun while we're doing it. It's always fun having, it's always a good thing when you're having fun doing what you believe in and what you want to, you know, when you have kids, you want to have a strong future for them. So that's what we're doing here. Everybody's welcome. And I just remembered, I forgot to turn my big oversized light bulb on. Let's see if there's a noticeable difference. Oh yeah, you can tell the difference. All right, let's get into the current events. The Oak Knoll posted on their X feed today, kindergarten students use decodable readers to learn how to read. Here's a friend working hard to read a passage. Great job. I'm a big fan of decodable readers. I know one other person that is a big fan of decodable readers. He was not too happy with what his decodable reader gave him, though. So good job, Oak Knoll. And then good luck to our athletes playing in college. Cary Grove Athletics posted this today on their X feed. And then the Cary Grove girls basketball. Congrats to Ellie on your commitment to LE High WBB women's basketball. We're all so proud of you. Yes, we are. Congratulations. And Cary Grove Trojan Tennis, congrats again to Ellie to continue her basketball career. They are not only getting a great player and athlete, but a great person as well. Proud of you. Congratulations. The Cary Junior High posted a, they have a book fair. The Cary Junior High book fair is coming November 18th through the 25th. So there are the dates below. If you wish to take a look at that book fair, go to their X feed, or go ahead and pause the video and pencil it in. The Cary Park District, exciting news from the 2024 Illinois Association of Park Districts. Best of the Best Gala. Cary Park District and Cary Area Public Library have been honored with the Intergovernmental Cooperation Award. Huge congratulations to Phil Stanko for being recognized for 30 years of service with Board Member Service Award. Together, Cary Park District and Cary Area Area Public Library have created a bilingual story walk at JC Park. We've looked at that before on this program. Hosted fun and engaging family story times at Sunburst Bay Aquatic Center and Caper Park Splash Pad, and provided Sunburst Bay family passes through the library's loan collection. We look forward to our continuing and building upon this strong partnership to bring these and more activities to Cary. That looked like a fun time. And intergovernmental cooperation is always a good thing, and we love to see that here in Cary. I threw this in there. Sometimes when I do research for the show, I'll get old posts by accident. It'll be like this one is from 2018. But I'll type it in the wrong search box, and then it'll give me just... Sometimes I have a whole bunch of... There's a method. It's like the herbs and spices for KFC. I have a proprietary way of researching different things. That is really not tribal knowledge at all, I can tell you right now. Instead of just going to the usual suspects, I look for Cary, Illinois, and there's some other Google search tools. And X is also a good search tool as well. But I look for Cary, Illinois specifically, spelled different ways, and see what people have going on. And this Cary Public Library post popped up. It's like we all remember, most of us remember these cards. And this was, pretend you're in November 8th, 2018. This was returned after being checked out from 1993. So imagine being... at the library post and then receiving that today. I'm sure that there's some people that would look at that and be like, what the heck is that currently working? But yeah, we used to have to fill those cards out, put them in there. And it was always fun. This was the library one, and it was only the stamp. But I remember in classrooms, they had the same sort of pocket style. And you could see who checked it out before you. And sometimes, like if you had a sibling, you could see if like they had checked it out before you, like the year before, year after. And it was that was fun. So fast. Do you know of a McHenry County business that's pet friendly? Our friends at Naturally McHenry County are putting together a pet friendly business guide. Be sure to tag businesses in this post to let them know. They can sign up at that link there. Or go to Naturally McHenry County. It's a great publication. The McHenry County Conservation District, a single act of kindness. Starting over, a single act of kindness throws out roots in all directions, and the roots spring up and make new trees. It's a beautiful shot there. And then the Village of Cary posted on their Facebook feed, in partnership with School District 26, the Village of Cary is proud to unveil a new mural created by the talented artists from the Cary Junior High Art Club. We saw this earlier, the Cary Junior High posted this. Last week, Mayor Mark Kaunick and Superintendent Dr. White met with the students from the art club to view the amazing mural that resulted from this collaboration. The art club drew their inspiration from the adjacent drinking water treatment facility, highlighting the importance of water conservation and their message that every drop matters. We would especially like to thank the art club faculty sponsors and the Cary Public Works Department for organizing the creation and installation of this beautiful piece of art. The mural is visible from the driveway to Cary Junior High and just south of Crystal Lake Road. Definitely a nice addition to a blank canvas. Local business, we looked at this earlier, the Fill and Fly Burgers. That is a rebrand of the Team Boba. That is next to the Ace Hardwares and the Tasty Sushis. And I pulled a picture of their burgers. And folks, these are this looks like it's not just Sam's Club straight off the truck stuff here. This looks like it's pretty well crafted stuff. So congratulations on them on opening the door. And we will be supporting them and trying their burger out. I know their boba's good. The Cary Dairy Ice Cream Cafe said receive $2 off any pint for every Angel Tree gift and tag your return. They recently redecorated for Christmas. Their decorations for Christmas are now up. And the Salvation Army, they have a special Salvation Army kettle Sunday that money gets donated to the Salvation Army. So you get ice cream and you get to donate to the Salvation Army. And last year they did 250 tags, which is 250 gifts to children in need. And those tags are on the trees. The tags are on the tree in the store. You grab the tag and then you can bring a gift in. And it's fun to do with your kids because then, you go in, you grab the tag off the tree, and you kind of read the story about the person in need and what they would like. And if you're with your kids, you can kind of go from starting from getting the tag to going to the store, shopping for something, and kind of peppering in little details about how fortunate we all are and how we can help others as well. And then, that's a great program that the Salvation Army puts on. And then the Northwest Herald said the Squire on the Square officially opened to the public Tuesday, November 12th. So there is another Village Squire opening in Woodstock, right on the square. And finally, the Morton Arboretum, 3 nights until magic lights light up the Arboretum. Prepare for a breathtaking journey through the trees as illumination. Tree lights at the Morton Arboretum returns, and the tickets are now on sale. Beautiful lighting. So many Christmas lights used at this event. And it's at the Morton Arboretum, very close to Cary. I wanted to make a the Morton Arboretum is actually started and founded by the Morton Salt Company, which ties into It's Raining Right Now, and their slogan was and still is, when it rains it pours, and that is a nod at how when you pour the salt out, it comes out as it should, like it comes out in little grains. And it's easily poured onto to meals, whereas back in the day, not every salt product came out as nicely as the Morton product did, the Morton brand. And I wanted to make a put a joke in here, but I didn't think that. And I said, I was like, nah. You guys wouldn't get it. That's what we do here. I'm proud of it, and I stand by it. We'll check in on Bigfoot. Bigfoot's live out there. Even though it's raining, it's snowing. This was Bigfoot in Cary, Illinois. I found this on YouTube doing research one day. I might actually reach out to the person who filmed this. So this might actually be an active investigation larger than we first thought. Thank you for joining us on Voices Cary Live. Very honored to put the show together for you and to be invited into your home or wherever you watch us. If you have something for us to shout from the rooftops, please email us at voicescary@proton.me. That's voicescary@proton.me. M. Mary E. Edward. Or we're on pretty much every social platform. We do this live and broadcast to X, Rumble, and YouTube. Soon Facebook as well. And we do it for you. So if you send us something, it'll be up. And we'll have some fun with it. If you want to, if you're a local business owner and you want to come in, I have extra microphones. I have extra microphones. I have the ability to pull in 3 more microphones. So if we want to get a round table going, if you want to talk about your local project or fundraiser or business idea and or just come on and spitball, I think you can expect more of that coming towards the holidays and after the holidays. And the biggest thing is just to raise the elevate the conversation. First of all, just start talking. Instead of waking up, social media, now you're pissed, go to work, radio, on the way home, fired up, go to bed. I think we can do better. I'm getting dizzy just watching that. So, voicescary@proton.me, and I wish all of you a great night, safe travels if you're driving in the rain, and it didn't look like, I'm not a meteorologist, nothing too serious out there. We have one front coming in, but it looks like enjoyable, nice rain, so enjoy, leave a window cracked open, enjoy the rain, and have a great night. We will see you tomorrow on Voices Cary Live. Thank you.
You're confirmed at T-minus 10 seconds.
In counting, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1!
Reach for the sky!
Huh?
This town ain't big enough for the two of us.
What?
Somebody's poisoned the water hole!
It's busted.
Who are you calling busted, Buster? That's right. I'm talking to you, Sid Phillips. We don't like being blown up, Sid. Or smashed, or ripped apart.
We?
That's right. Your toys.